So we began yesterday to explore some of the many mysteries of the Parsha of Shechita, or maybe we should say the Parshios of Shechita in Parshas Re'eh. We saw that the multiple times in the course of Chumash Vayikra, the Torah speaks about Nevela, an animal that's dead without Shechita, either died on its own or was killed, but not through the method of Shechita. Psukim tell us repeatedly over the course of Chumash Vayikra that Nevela is an avatoma. And Nevela is Tame. If it's Nivlas Behema, if it's an animal, it's Matame through contact, through carrying, through Magra Masa. If it's a Nivlas Oaf, if it's a bird, which didn't have a proper Shechita, so it's Matame in a unique way, it's when you eat it. When you swallow it, Matame based on Bliya. So that's the Psukim in Chumash Vayikra speak about one aspect of Nevela as an avatoma. Nevela and significance in the world of Tumah V'Tahara. Parshas Re'eh, the Torah speaks about Nevela in the context of Isur V'Heter. And Nevela is all additionally one of Avos HaTumah. Nevela is one of the Machalos HaSuras. One of the 20-some-odd items that the Torah says one may not eat. The Torah is very clear and direct about that in Perek Yudal. Alav, lo sochlu. I posted what you saw yesterday. Perigidah pasach avav lo sochul kol nevela alav. You're not allowed to eat nevela. The Torah says, "Do not alav alosa say." So you get malchus straight for it. The mysterious set of psukim, the mysterious parasha is earlier in Perigid Beis. Perigidah is the lav. Perigid Beis is this parasha with multiple mysteries. V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. So we saw yesterday one mystery is Kasher tzivisicha, where, when, what? What's this prior tzivui? And we saw Gemara Chulin Daf Chavches Kotbi Yanasi, a Brice Yanasi that means Torah Shvapeh. And Moshe had already taught the Jewish people the Cheshita. Now he's referencing in his final drasha in Parshas Re'eh. Chumash Dor, he's referencing, I already taught you about Hilch Cheshita. It wasn't recorded, but you have to keep those halachas. All the rules and regulations, which we will be learning many of, there are different rules and regulations about what constitutes a proper shechita. We left off with two other sets of puzzles in those psukim. One is the way the Torah introduces the parasha of shechita in Perek Beis is very mysterious. So when you come to Eretz Yisrael, as though but didn't apply while they were in the Midbar, only in Eretz Yisrael, the way we describe coming to Eretz Yisrael is with unusual formulation of Ki Yarchiv Hashem is Gevulcha, something about the borders being broader, and the language, the Taiva, Avas Nafshecha, Ki Sa'ave, the introduction is mysterious. And for now we turn our attention to the very fact that there are two parshas at all. I understand you need to talk about Nevela in the field of Tumah and Nevela in the field of Isser. Those are two separate things. Not every Dover Tame is Aser, not every Dover Aser is Tame. So that's not redundant. In fact, in Chumash Vayikra, the Torah talks about Tumas Nevela, and Chumash Devarim, the Torah talks about Isser Nevela. That we understand well. But why I need Vizavachta Kasher Tzivisicha and Perikid Beis if I have Lo Sochul Kol Nevela and Perikid Al, a very straightforward love. So what's the meaningfulness of the two different parashios that happen to be right next to each other, both in Parashas Re'eh, about the Isser Nevela, about the need for Shechita? So to dive into that, so we were talking earlier about the world of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and Ein Isser Chalal Isser is going to be indirectly the key or the road that's going to get us inside the inner workings of Nevela. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at this Gemara in Chum. The idea of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, we were talking about before, it comes up many places in Shas, a lot of discussion in the Seches Krisus. You happen to be learning Daf Yomi on the side. I think Daf Yomi is right now in the midst of the Ein Isser Chalal Isser Seches Krisus. Here, let's take a look over here. On a Braisa that you were just working on before during Seder, it actually looks at the interaction between the two Dine Nevela, between Tumah and Isser. Like I said before, while Nivlas Behema is pretty typical, Dav Kufam and Beis and Masechus Gula, Nivlas behema is pretty typical. From time to magu v'masa, you touch it, you carry it. Those are pretty standard methods of transmission of tumah. Nivlas op is the unique kiddush. It's metame when you eat it. It's metame abeis habliya. So to speak, your throat is susceptible to tumas nivlas op. When you swallow it, that's when you become tummy. You do an aveira of eating a veil. So the Bryce, let's take a look at this Bryce together. Take a look at Bryce, the Rashi, then we'll see where it takes us. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yachote Nivlas Ov Tame Mitame Begadim Vivei Sablia. Rabbi Yehuda, Yachol is a very classic type of terminology in Midrashei Halacha. We know it well from where? Yachol Mershoda, Shang on the Haggadah. That's a passage, I believe, from the Mechilta, the Midrash Halacha on Shmos, trying to figure out. When is this mitzvah Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim? So here you have a sifra, Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. Yachote Nivlas Ov Tame Tame Vagana Beisabliya. How about if it's Nivlas Ov, but it's Nivlas Ov Tame? Here the word Tame is on the side being, it's a little confusing. It's used in two different ways. Here we say Tame. Right now we don't mean like Tame like tumah, we mean tame as in a non-kosher species. Behema tameya means dog meat, as opposed to beef, which is behema tahora. Ov tame is hawk flesh, as opposed to chicken, which is ov tar. So yachote nivlas ov tame, nivela of a non-kosher species of bird, mitame begadimah esapliya, or mitame, Rashi's girsa, it should make me tame. If I eat Purdue chicken, they speak kosher species, but it's nevela. They didn't shech the Purdue factory doesn't shech the chickens, so that's nivlas of tar. You eat it, you tummy. But how about if I have hawk flesh? A enterprising hunter is trying to bag hawks. That's not an easy thing to do. There are predators that fly very high, right? But he takes down a hawk, and he eats it. He eats it. So it's an ov tame. The hawk is not a kosher species. And it's nevela. He shot it dead. So will it make him tame when he eats it? Why not? Nivlas ov. Torah didn't specify. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, the Torah did specify. Subtly. In a subtle way, the Torah specified. Talmud lomar, nevela utrefa lo yochal letamava. The Torah is talking about the idea of tuma, but it in one pasuk says both. You're not allowed to eat it, and you'll become tummy. So those are two dinim in the same pasuk. What we call two dinim, you have two different concepts appear in the same pasuk. We call that a hekesh, and that's one of the Mishnah Torah Rashi's behem. The two concepts of the same pasuk, you assume that there's a connection. You'll assume that they share as much. Those two concepts share as much context as possible. So Rabbi Yehuda says we have a hekesh between the iser of nevela and tumas nevela. So that means the only time you have tumas neveva is when you have an isur neveva. Misha isuro mishum baal tocha neveva. The only time you have tuma is on a piece of poultry that's covered by the isur neveva. Then if you eat it, you did not aveira and you're tuma. The yatzazeh that excludes the hawk. In that case, when you eat the hawk, that there's no, you wouldn't get malchus for nevela. It is a nevela. It wasn't. You didn't shech the hawk. You shot it dead with a bullet. It is a nevela, but it's not aser mishum nevela. The only iser is ov tame. So since the only iser is ov tame, no, it's nevela. So that's why there's no tumas nevela. Now why is it not iser nevela? That's the premise of, as I said before, the Braisa is officially about Hilchos Tumah, not about Hilchos Issah. But in the context of Torah, that's what he's trying to get into the halachas of Tumas Nevela. But the Gemara is sensitive to the premise, to the assumption that Yehuda is making. Yehuda is assuming, without proof, he's just taking it as an assumption, that in this case there's no Issah, and therefore, let me tell you, there's no Tumah. And the Gemara wants to know how come there's no Issa. And the Gemara says that from here you see, apparently, that Rabbi Yehuda holds an Ein Issa Chal Issa. So since that's what Rashi follows up with, let's take a look at the end of Rashi, then we're glad to take another question. Rather long Rashi Yachi Gersinan. The last three lines of that Rashi, Yachigar Sinon, Umidik Ha'amar Ein Yisur Mishum Nevela, from the fact that he said there is no Yisur Nevela, even though physically it is a Nevela, it is an animal that died without Shechita, but yet it's not covered by that Yisur, Alma Sivir Le, apparently Yehuda holds, the Talmud of the Brisa, Yehuda holds, Lo Asi Yisur Nevela, the Chayo Yisur Tameya. The Yisur, when you shot the animal, it was already Yisur even while alive, it was already a hawk. It was already an Oaf Tameh, from the moment it was born, or perhaps even beforehand. It was always an Oaf Tameh. For years it's been an Oaf Tameh, but it wasn't an Avela, because it was alive. When you shot it, you killed it. But the Yisur Nevela could not be Chal, since there was already a pre-existing Isser of Tameh. So here you go. Ein Isser Chalal Isser. In the world of Nevela. So that's why he says that Rabbi Yehuda is assuming something in Isser and derives from that something for Tameh. He's assuming that a dead non-kosher bird or a dead non-kosher animal, you would only get Malkus once. If a fellow goes to the corner deli and gets himself a ham sandwich, Rahman al-Islam, and he eats the ham sandwich, he will get Malkus for Behema Temeya, but not for Nevela. I'm certain that they did not shech that pig. So it is physically a Nevela, but since it was already pork, even before it was Nevela, Ein Isser Chal Isser. That's what. And from that, he also derives the Chiddush in Tumah, but right now we're focused on the Isser aspect. So this is one of the sources in Tanaim, not the only source, but this is one of the major sources in Tanaim for the concept of Ein Isser Chal Isser, and it's in our Masechta, talking about our topic. Now, with that under our belts, let's take one or two questions, and then we're going to start using, now that we're getting comfortable with the concept of Ein Isser Chal Isser, we'll start using it. I should just mention, and then we'll take some questions. I think I might mention this morning also when we were getting started that we do paskin Ein Isser Chalal Isser. There were probably Tanam who didn't accept it. We do paskin that way. However, the Tanam do discuss exceptions. And there definitely are exceptions to the rule. The easiest exception is when you have two things happening simultaneously. Two Averis kicking at the same moment. If Reuven's brother gets married, Reuven's brother married Leah. So Leah simultaneously became Reuven's sister-in-law, Eshes Achiv. That's one of the arayos, and she also became an Eshes Ish. Right, so she acquired two statuses simultaneously. Now, clearly, they were simultaneous. She became married, and specifically became married to his brother. Those happened at the same time. So there's no we wouldn't say Enes or Chalal Isser. It's Shnei Yisurim Bevas Achaz. Bevas Achaz means at the same time. That's clearly an exception to Ein Isser Chal Isser. There may be other exceptions as well. Yeah.
Why are you helicatical for Tame as opposed to Nevel? Why can't you be helicatical for Nevel and not Tame?
Good question. So Ein Isser Chal Isser is driven by the arrow of Tame. In other words, like we talked about before, once is already one Avera, the second Avera that comes later doesn't have anywhere to kick in. It was already a Tameh, even while I was alive, it was hawk. Even while I was alive, it was already a pig. It wasn't dead, it wasn't yet Nevela.
What about kosher food
then? Kosher food would be Nevela.
So you would be held accountable for Nevela, not Tameh?
Well, it's not Tameh. Tameh in the sense of non-kosher species. An Ov Tameh means it's a non-kosher species of bird. It's an eagle, it's a hawk, it's a bat. As opposed to Ov Tahar is chicken or duck or goose or something like that. Yeah.
How does he learn from this pasuk that, like, the two Yisurim are not chalal on each other?
He doesn't. A very good point. He's assuming Ein Isser Chalal Isser. That's what I was saying before. He's talking about Tumah. But the Gemara is intrigued by the assumptions that he comes to the table with in the field of Isser. He says, well, since there's no Isser Nevela, therefore I will be Mechadish, there's no Tumas Nevela. Right? And the Gemara says, well, where do you get that since? Well, where do you get step one from? The Gemara says, well, apparently step one is based on Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And he's assuming Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And that therefore, there's no Isser Nevela on Ov Tameh. He says, given those assumptions, I will not be Mechadish something in the field of Tumah. There's also no Tumas Nevela on Ov Tameh. But again, as is so often the case in learning Gemara, Right? We're interested not only in what the Tana was trying to say, or what the Amora was trying to say, but also in the assumptions they brought to the table. Or we learn a Rishon also. We will often be Medayim. He's trying to say X, but look, as well as that X, look at all the other assumptions he's making, the way he phrases X. That teaches me he was assuming Y, Z, A, B, and C also. So that's what we're doing here. The Amara, we're doing to the Tana. We're looking at Yehuda teaching Yechidosh and Tumah and say, wow, he has an interest in Yechidosh that he's assuming the world of Issa. Yeah.
What was
Rabbi
Yehuda trying to teach us about Tumah?
He was trying to teach us that there's no Tumas Nevela on Of Tame. That if a Jew eats ostrich meat, a Jew eats hawk meat, he is not Tame. He did an Avera, but not the Avera of Nevela. He did an Avera of eating Of Tame, and he remains tar. He can go into the Beis HaMikdash now. This morning he went to mikveh, yesterday he went to mikveh in his tar, and then this morning he sat down to a meal, if he sat down to a meal of Nivas of Tar, he sat down to a meal of Friducha, and he say, pal, you're tummy now. The Nivas of Tar is metamiyu. You're going to have to become tar again before you can go into the Beis HaMikdash. You have to become tar again before you eat true Mora Karbon. But if what he ate was hawk meat, so then that was an Aveiro, but he remains an Adam Tar. Hawk meat is not Matame, only chicken. Nivlas chicken. Nivlas of Tar is Matame, but Nivlas of Tame is not Matame. Go over.
Where do we know famous colors are from? Like, where do they get that idea?
That is a great question. The Gemara does in some places seem to have indicated there may be psukim. There may be psukim. It's not 100% clear, I believe, whether it's rooted in psukim or rooted in svara. It may be some point to kufyud gimel mebeis in chulin. Gemara talks about the kohen tamei eating truma tamei. So and the Gemara has drushes there. So some rishonim seeing that the makar for Enes or Halazer. I did not put them on Makamus because this is already complex, but that Gemara Kufya Gimel is a very, very complex Shach V'Tar. So if you want to explore more, you can take a look. But for now, we'll take it as a given that most Tanaim hold Enes or Halazer, and that we paskin Enes or Halazer, and that we also paskin, but within the Tanaim hold Enes or Halazer, there is some debate about what are the exceptions. And with that in mind, let's take a look at one of those cases. So let's take a look at the position of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon believes that in the following case, Ein Isser Chalal Isser applies. Maybe an exception, not be an exception, but that's complexity, it's not relevant for us at the moment. Because again, our focus right now is not the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser as much as the sugya of Shechita and Nevela. The Ein Isser Chalal Isser is the way in. It's an avenue that will get us, and let's take a look, and then we'll answer some more questions. If you had an actual Gemara in front of you, which you don't, you have a copy of Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav is a exceptionally rich Amud, in the halachas of Matzah as well, and it's one of the Amudim that's very significant in driving the organization of the Seder, the Seder of the Haggadah, maybe before Pesach, we'll come back to Pesach Lamed Vav for the discussion of Lechem Oni. But the very top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph is what we're focused on right now. But I'll start from the last three words. The last four words. And the last line of Lamed Hamed Beis, in Pesachim. The Gemara says, Reb Sheshet says, Reb Shimon holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Reb Shimon is one of the Tanam who accepts, as we paskin, the concept of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. How do you know this Anya? Rabbi, here are the last three words on Lamed Hamed Beis. The last three words that you don't see in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. This Anya, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, and here we turn to Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Ha'olcha nevel v'yom ha'kipurim pater. Rabbi Shimon taught, if you eat nevela on Yom Kippur, you don't get kares. You don't have to bring a carbon chatas, right? If you do an aver b'shogeg, an aver which b'mezid you be chayiv kares, that's when b'shogeg you're chayiv chatas. Karis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. Beis doesn't decide whether you get karis or not, but it's relevant for human beings to know if I did a b'shogeg, am I chayv chatas? Right? It comes up perhaps most frequently in the world of Hilchos Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is skila and karis. So as such, if a Jew is mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, he's chayv chatas. Like any time, any of the lavin for which is a chi of karis amazed, there's a chi of karban chatas b'shogeg. So I asked the rabbi, do I have to bring karban chatas? The fellow, he didn't realize it was Yom Kippur. He took such a long nap on Yom Kippur, he wakes up and he's all disoriented, and he started eating. And he goes, well, it's Yom Kippur. Or he never knew they're not allowed to eat Yom Kippur. They didn't teach him that. He knew Yom Kippur, you daven a lot. He knew Yom Kippur, you can't take a shower. But no one fills him on that, the eating business. The Yom Kippur, they ain't five dots. You can't eat Yom Kippur. Go help. Yom Kippur for shogeg, you bring a carbon chatas. Okay, everyone agrees to that. Yom Kippur, the Sukkim, the Chumash are very clear that there is kares if you eat Yom Kippur, mevizit, and therefore, if you eat Yom Kippur for shogeg, you have to bring a carbon chatas. The Reb Shimon says, that's true if it was kosher food. Reb Shimon says, if it was trade for food, then you did not avera of eating the machal sasuris, but not an avera of Yom Kippur, because ain iser chal osa. It was the right trade. If it was the right trade, and the guy's a cheeseburger. A simple case: a Jew eats ham on Yom Kippur. He ate ham on Yom Kippur. The shogun. He didn't realize what he was doing. Didn't realize it was Yom Kippur. Didn't know. He eats ham on Yom Kippur. Well, it doesn't matter whether he knew about the ham or not. I mean, it matters, but not relevant right now. But if he didn't realize that it was Yom Kippur, or he didn't realize you're not eating Yom Kippur, but that was Achila B'shogeg, which ought to be Chayav Chatas. But if it's ham, when he ate his ham, Shimon says, Anis or Chal Isser. It was already, even before Yom Kippur started, it was already ham. It's been ham for the last 3 years. So when Yom Kippur started, the kosher cheese in your refrigerator became trade for the next 25 hours. And the kosher meat in your refrigerator became trade for the next 25 hours. And the scrambled eggs leftover scrambled eggs became trade for the next 25 hours. Why? Because now it's Yom Kippur. When the sun sets, Leil Yud Tishrei, all food becomes trade. Interesting way of looking at Yom Kippur. All food becomes trade temporarily. Right? Says Reb Shimon, all kosher food becomes trade temporarily. Because it's kosher. It's mutter. Now it'll be yasa. But if it's already aser because it's tray, it's already aser because it's ham, it's already aser because it's kaloi hakerem, or whatever it's shor haniskel, whatever it is, you have a salad bar in your refrigerator, machalos asuras, and so whatever tray for food, it was already aser anyways. So now it's Yom Kippur, a nisr chalal iser. It doesn't become an Aveir to Yom Kippur, they're an Aveir to eat it anyhow. That's Rabbi Shita Rabbi Shimon. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. As an aside, I'll just say this once, because I don't want to confuse. As an aside, Halacha L'maisa, we don't accept Rabbi Shimon because we hold that this is one of the exceptions in Yisrael HaLitzah. Okay, file that away. Halacha L'maisa, not from Halacha L'maisa, you can't eat it anyhow. Rabbi Shimon holds your pater from a carbon, we would say you're high. Okay, but leave this. But within Reb Shimon holds this is a classic case of Ein Iser Chal Alas. This is clearly Lamed Beis Reb Shimon Omer Reb Shimon. This is the sheet of Reb Shimon Ein Iser Chal Alas. Now here's the twist, though. The twist up until now everything's very simple. Maybe not so simple, right? Other than that, everything's straightforward. And it's a chal iser. I have a piece of ham. It was already been ham for the last 3 years. It was ham when the animal was alive. It was a pig. And then they slaughtered the pig, and now they butchered the pig. It's been behemoth tameya since the inception of this pig. Way before Yom Kippur starts. Okay. And it's a chal iser. But Reb Shimon didn't say, if Reb Shimon would have said, ha'ovel chazir, v'yom ha'kippur and pater, we would be done. But he didn't. What did he say? He said, "Ha'ochel neveil Yom Kippur." Now, as Rashi points out, there's an ambiguity. Ambiguity means lack of clarity. There's an ambiguity in what he means by nevela. Now, nevela means that it's dead without a shechita. But the question is, now it's dead without a shechita. But what was going on yesterday when Yom Kippur said, see everybody, Yom Kippur afternoon. Right? The guy came home after Musaf, and his shul has a long break, and he went to sleep, he wakes up 2 hours later, and he has such a deep sleep, and he's so disoriented, and he goes and eats some nevela. So Rav Shimon says, Patur. What's the case? So, you say, well, it's like the ham. Right? this is from you had some meat at home that was really for feeding the dog, feeding the cat. The guy was so disoriented, he ate the nevela, right? But I bought this a week ago at the pet store. So that's classic. It was already nevela when Yom Kippur started. So it was already in nevela, but Rashi, let's take a look at Rashi, Imsachim. Rashi says, yeah, but how about the other case? Rashi on top of the Amud Potter Mechata. I opened the day of Yom Kippur Shogeg. I was a Shogeg. I didn't realize Yom Kippur. I was not aware of the Isra Achil of Yom Kippurim. So Potter Mechata. So Yom Kippur Mechata. Why not? The Ein Isra, again in Rashi, top of the Amud Potter Mechata. Ein Isra Yom Kippurim Chal Al Isra Nevela. Okay. It was already Nevela even before Yom Kippur started, so the Isra Yom Kippur never kicked it. The Imbova Yom Nisnakla. But now Rashi says, with incredible terseness, with very few words, Rashi opens up a whole new chapter. He says, what about if it died on Yom Kippur? It just died. The fellow comes home from Musaf, the farmer comes home from Musaf, and discovers that his cow died, his goat died. While he was in shul, the goat died. The goat had a heart attack and died while the fellow was in shul, Musaf. So he says, okay, let's eat. He eats part of the goat. It died today. So now, Rashi says, 1 second. Ain't Esther Chal, listen. You sure? It wasn't in the veil yesterday when Yom Kippur started. It wasn't dead. It was alive yesterday. So Yom Kippur already kicked in yesterday. Normally we say, oh, it was Treif before Yom Kippur. But here, Adrav, it was Yom Kippur before it was Treif. If it died Bo Bayom, then the veil of status only began now, after Yom Kippur had kicked in. So Rashi says, still. Afilu hachi, even in that case, you're potter. Why? Yom Kippur came first. If Yom Kippur came first, ha'isa asura kol Yom Kippur shem Eber Menachai. Yesterday, it wasn't Nevela yesterday, it was a different Avera yesterday. What different Avera? Eber Menachai. You can't eat a live animal either. Neither Jew nor non-Jew. A live animal is treif because it's Eber Menachai. To sever part of a live animal and eat it, that's not the Eber Menachai. So Rashi says, look, Yom Kippur wasn't Chal yesterday in a case of Nisnabla Bo Bayom, because yesterday was Eber Menachai.
But take it off yesterday, you eating it from it today.
Yes.
Why should Eber Menachai matter? You weren't eating from the animal.
So Rashi says, well, Yom Kippur couldn't kick in yesterday at 6:30, whenever Yom Kippur started, whenever the sun set, the Isser Yom Kippur couldn't be chal on that live animal because it was ready Aser, it was ready labeled Eivim Menachai. But Tosis asks your question. Take a look in Tosis. The top Tosis. He quotes Rashi, Pirsha Kuntris, even Isnabla be Yom Kippur. Still Yom Kippur is not chal. Haba Allah is Eivim Menachai. It was ready Eivim Menachai. The Koshilari. Rashi's great grandson. The Ri was a nephew of Rabbeinu Tam and his chief Talmud, or at least his chief French Talmud. He was a great Rabbeinu Tam was a grandson of Rashi. The Ri, Rabbi Yitzchak of Dampierre, was a great grandson of Rashi. So the Ri, one of the most famous Balei Tosfos, he says, I don't understand my grandfather. The Hakipaka Isser Eivim Menachai. Okay, it didn't become Usser as Yom Kippur last night because it was Eivim Menachai. But then, it should be Usser Yom Kippur, but it can't because Eivim Menachai is in the way. But then it died. While the farmer was in Shul, Yom Kippur morning, the goat died. So when the goat died, it stopped being Eivim Menachai. So what kicks in then? Two things. Now it's Nevela, But Yom Kippur has been waiting to set in also. So as soon as it stops being Erev Menachai, there are two Yisurim on deck. Yom Kippur and Neveil. So why can't it be both? Kipoka Yisur Erev Menachai, Yachola Yisur Yom Kippur and Neveil Vasachas. Why not let both of them kick in Bivasachas? Simultaneously, like we said before, Moder Rabbi Shimon the Yisur Bivasachas. Rabbi Shimon agrees that Ein Yisur Chal Yisur, when you have one Avir was already there, but if they're both going to set in simultaneously, we don't say Ein Yisur Chal Yisur. That's certainly an exception. In other words, there's certainly a scenario where you could have multiple Yisur if they kick in simultaneously. Says Avir, isn't that what you have here? If the goat died on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur started last night at 5:30, let's say, 5:30 p.m. So the Yom Kippur was chal at 5:30 p.m. on all the kosher food in the guy's house. But not on the goat, because that live goat was Asr Eid Menachai. Okay. But then this morning, at 10 o'clock in the morning, Yom Kippur, the goat died. So at 10 o'clock in the morning, the Yom Kippur ceased. It stopped, because now it's no longer a chai. And why not say at 10 o'clock, two Yisurim kicked in simultaneously, Nevela, because now it's dead, and Yom Kippur, because now it's Yom Kippur. It has already been Yom Kippur. Why not say both? The Reed doesn't, like, Reed's very unhappy with Rashi. And with the Reed, there are two ways you can go here. You could either say, Inacharami, if it dies on Yom Kippur, the Rishimun isn't talking about that. This Sheet in Tosis doesn't say that. This Sheet in Tosis, the Reed wants to work with his great grandfather's idea. Even here, there's Anus or Chalister. Even if the goat died, Bo Bayom. How? So he says, well, it wasn't Nevela until 10 in the morning, but you know what there was yesterday? He said, don't get my great grandfather brought an Erev Menachai. That's a difficult way to go because Erev Menachai stops. Erev Menachai is one Aver, Nevela is a different Aver. They're not connected. So then he said, I'll say differently. Miu Yesh Loma. Some volume tells us say, even if it died Yom Kippur. Well, I like Rashi's psak, but not Rashi's explanation. You know what the explanation is? Some Bali Tosa say, we don't know who it is who's saying it, to tell you Yesh Lomar. Some Bali Tosa said that because the Isser She'ein Zavuach Hava Beinami Meikara. It's true it was already Erev Menachai, but Erev Menachai is not helpful. Erev Menachai stops. But you know, there is an Isser that it had from before Yom Kippur, and that lasts until this moment, and that is the Isser of Eino Zavuach. Not Shechter. See, Nevela means dead. Nevela means dead. Right? Dead without a Shechter. Eino Zavuach means not Shechter. Now, it wasn't Shechter when it was alive. It also wasn't Shechter after it's dead. Erev Menachai is only when it's alive. Nevela is only when it's dead. But what the Bali Tosfos himself would say is, but there's a new Isser from somewhere called Eino Zavuach. And Eino Zavuach is like Eino Zavuach is like ham. It's ham when it's alive, it's ham when it's dead. It's not Shechted when it's alive, when it's dead. But now you say, one step, where, this is very convenient. Where did this new Aveira come from? We've heard of Nevela. But who heard of Eino Zavuach? The answer is, you all heard of Eino Zavuach. Because Nevela is Dvarim Perik Yudalim. Lo Sochu Kol Nevela. Eino Zavuach is Dvarim Perik Yudbez. V'zavachta v'achalta. Oh, so you are in violation of the mitzvah asay of the Zavachta. And as a matter of fact, why don't you take a look? Let's take a look now at Tosis in our Masechta, Chulin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, where this is a little more expanded. We're going to dive into one little clip because there's more complexity. That's a more difficult context, Chulin Daf Lamed Zayin. But let's dive into just one piece of the Tosis in the few minutes that remain. this idea of Eino Zavuach comes up in several places in Yishom in different contexts. And we're going to come back when we get to Bat Tess and Rit Hashem. Let's see, the Rashba raises it there. The Sugya of Hazaka, not for now. This is a powerful idea. Yeah. Lama Zayin of Rav, the long toast is Hashta. Hashta Mechayim. It is on the Mayim Kamos. I think most guys have it up here, which is fine. In the wide lines, they have the narrow lines and the wide lines. Again, Chulun Amazayim with Aleph, Tosas Demasel Hashta. You see that in Tomer, we're not going to start with the Tomer. I just want to dive in a line later. Two lines after the Tomer. In the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The seventh wide line. Yeah. You see the. Tosas says that an animal already has, let's leave our context for a moment. The Tosas says the animal, even while it's alive, already has the Isser, the line begins the word Isser. Isser She'ina Zavucha.
Sorry, Bishon?
The line begins the word Isser. Yeah, go on, Bishon. It's Asur Mechayim, the animal is already alive, Asur even while alive, Mishon Isser She'ina Zavucha. Or Ina Zavucha. Same thing that Tosas says, but here he explains a little more. Where did that come? Where did that fall from? Who told us there's something called Enos of Luck that already applies both while it's alive and if you don't shecht it, will persist after it's dead? The Rachamana Omar Vizavachta. The Torah says Vizavachta. We know that pasuk. That's how we began the year. That's the Vargi Beis. Vizu la Mishrata. That's what, if an animal didn't get a Shrita, then Mimano Shav, after Akashin is Nabla, it can say the She'en of Zavucha. It's while it's alive, it's not. To eat it while it's alive would be a in addition to Eivim Nachai, would be a bittul of Vizavachta. And if it dies without proper Shrita, or it's killed without proper Shrita, it continues to be, now it's Nevela, and continues to be not Zavuach. It's still not Vizavachta Vechalta. And how do I know that that's the proper way to read a pasuk? There's a, as he says, in addition to the law of the veil, there's an asay the she'ina zvucha. How do I know? He's kidemasha parakal shor parakam the nazir. The Gemara is the first parak of nazir, and we saw it in parakal shor, the second parak of psachim. Reb Shimon says I'm open the Yom Kippur pater. Why? Einisur chalas sir, and he says he lays all out. Mashma, Reb Shimon didn't specify only if it was already in the veil before Yom Kippur. So mashma as Rashi had said, they were talking about both cases. I feel this not the be on the keyboard putter. Why? Because Shemesh Sechar Lister. But why, says Tosis? Why Shemesh Sechar Lister? Because Shemesh Sechar Lister. Right, the same concept is there. Says, how do you read that Gemara? Well, if it only died on Yom Kippur, why not let the Yom Kippur kick in when the animal died? Eivim Nachai stops. Mayel Chalas Yom Kippurim. In the Yisrael Neveil of Bibas Achaz. How do you understand Rav Shimon? The simple reading of Rav Shimon is it applies all cases of the Vela, even if the goat died, be Yom Kippurim, says Taisus and Chulin, I love that, we all make an answer. The answer is, as he said briefly, Sachin, he says more expansively, here, Ika Isser, the She'en HaZavucha. The answer is that it's true while it's alive, it's in Menachai, and after it's dead, it's in the Vela. But not those aren't the ones that are in play. What's in play that's blocking Yom Kippur is the asay of Eino Zavuach. You're in violation of, the Torah says in your A, you may eat an animal only if it has a proper shita. So that excludes both live animals and dead nevelos. And that Isser asay continues. It was from when it was from the birth of the animal, even before the animal was born, and all the way through. And that's why, Lo Chai Allah Isser Yom HaKippur. That's like, yeah. Give me 30 seconds, we'll wrap up. So what we have right now, we arrived at our first major stop, our first major station. What we've discovered is a concept that we're already seeing Mishon and talk about. And it's one of the approaches to the first approach of Tosfos to Rabbi Shimon is that there's an Isser of Eino Zavuach. Aside from the Lav of Nevela, Perek Yidalet, which is a Los Asay, Malkus, there's an Asay, not Malkus, but an additional Isser that without malchus, the more expansive of eino zavuah. That's like a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's an aveira. What is it? It's a little mysterious. But we're already beginning to understand. We had asked, why do you have the it seems redundant, two parashas about the Isser Neveil. It's not the parasha Isser Neveil. There's a lava of Neveil, which is intense. It's a lava of the Malkus, but only after it's dead. And then there's a mitzvah of Shrita, a mitzvah of Zvicha, which is not a lava, but it includes both Mechaim and La'achar Shemus Nabla. That's one approach. We're going to see it's not the only approach. It raises, even before we see other approaches, I'm glad to stick around for questions, it already raises interesting questions. One question is there any other solution? And we'll see other toasts of other solutions to the Enos Rechalos. But this notion that there's a asay of the Enos Rechalos, is it a mitzvah asay or is it an isser? Which one is it? Is it a mitzvah asay or an isser? And there's a mitzvah to shech? It's another problem. I mean, there's a mitzvah to shech animals?
Wrong.
Yes. Is there a mitzvah to shech animals? And, or is it an isser or is it both? So the Rishon already told us, and more Rishon will see over the next couple months. I'm talking about this Eino Zavuach. So this is already, as I said, we're at a first major stopping point. And as I said, Eino Sokhalitza was the road into beginning to see the inner workings of Shita and Nevela.